Chapter 2, Part 1. Your Spending and Saving Plan. It turns out that the majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, a full 78%, according to a recent news report from a major TV station. For these Americans, their finances are in a state of emergency, meaning they have no room for a job loss or prolonged periods of unemployment, as the recent government shutdown demonstrated. That being said, if you're reading this ebook, then you probably fall into that category too. If nearly 80% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, then chances are good that you're among them because the majority of Americans live like that. That said, that doesn't necessarily have to be your situation. Granted, you will need to make a spending and saving plan to get your financial life in order. The purpose of this ebook is to get your finances pointed in the right direction. You'll take a look at how you spend, how you save, and learn how to make corrections in your finances so that eventually you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. Record your expenses. It's possible to develop a spending and savings plan by looking at your income first. However, there is a benefit of looking at your expenses before you look at your income. You get a good look at not only how you spend money on a day-to-day basis, but you'll also see where you overspend beginning to emerge as well. If you're prone to overspending, then you'll get a look at where you might need to give your finances a boost of some sort. Keeping a chart of all your income and expenses gives you an at-a-glance look at the status of your finances. Do be aware that your expenses may not, and should not, be just how much you pay in bills. The ideal spending and saving plan includes money that you earmark for savings and charitable contributions too. Once you get to this point consistently, you're on your way to leaving a state of financial emergency behind. Here's a partial list of expenses you should keep track of on your spending saving plan. Saving for a minor emergency, like a big car repair or a trip to the emergency room. This should be at least $1,000, and it should be replenished each time you have to use it. Saving toward a vacation, college, other, amount determined by the event or item you're saving for. Contributions. Rent, utilities, property taxes, or insurance. Transportation, public transit, or vehicle expenses. Healthcare insurance. Other expenses. Be aware that if you've never kept track of your expenses before, you may not know what you don't know. That is to say, you could owe money for some expense, but since you've never had to keep track of it, then you won't know how to budget for it. If that is the case, then look for budgeting templates online or in financial books in the library. Both of these sources offer free resources for this purpose. They'll not only help you keep your expenses in order, but they'll serve as a reminder, helping you to remember those forgotten expenses.